Sometimes people only see your success. It just depends on what part of your movie they come in on. Because in most cases, they didn't see the blood, sweat, tears, and all your dark days. The way you persevered and kept fighting through them hard days. You saw the rays of sunshine through them raindrops and kept pushing and pushing until the pain stopped. You dropped the ball many times but never gave up. Woke up early, late nights, you always stayed up. They didn't see. You sacrificed the parties and the date nights. Money came slow. You rarely even ate right. Stomach growling. You were starving. You were hungry. But not for food, for success. Without a bungee cord, you jumped with no fear and took that leap of faith. Patience tested every year. Still, you keep the faith. They didn't see. You slowly break through and get some minor wins. But you adjusted your sails because you knew you couldn't change the direction of the winds. Then it happened. After all those years in grind mode, success. So here's a toast. Now sip your wine slow. See, the moral of the story is perseverance. Just a reminder, you can fight through the interference. Fight through the hard times. Fight through the pain. Fight through the sickness. Fight through and change your life. And even though you never forget all the struggles and the stresses, you can smile now. And remember when someone told you, never give up, because the best is yet to come. See, we all have a testimony. Because it's all the tests that we go through in life that help us get to the money, meaning the money. So if you have enough inner strength to take mental cover and weather your storm, you can kick back, relax, and get to the clear skies and the days that are so sunny.
Good evening. Welcome to the 15th episode. That's crazy. Think about the 15th episode of the Let's Talk It Out podcast. I'm your host and the guy you got to listen to talk the most, Alec Lifshultz, aka Trey Busy. This will be the last time that we're on Mixlr.com to go through live on the show. The show will be moving to YouTube on January 31st. We will not be live next week. Next week, we're taking the week off to get everything ready for the YouTube launch. But I'm really excited and fired up tonight. I feel like you guys are really going to love this episode. I feel like it's going to be very impactful on everyone's lives, and they are going to learn a lot from tonight. And I just want to touch on it one more time. This is my last time using the Bears Barroom Radio Network Mixlr account. From now on, we'll be on live on YouTube for the Let's Talk It Out. You guys can follow the LTIO podcast. That's the name, LTIO podcast, Twitter, and Instagram pages. And I've posted links for the Let's Talk It Out YouTube and the Let's Talk It Out Podbean. I'll be sure to post them again right after the show. I want you guys to make sure that you stay up to date with what direction the show's going to go in, so you guys don't think it's off next week or the week after that. January 31st is when we'll be back after tonight. So, with that being said, tonight I am not alone. I have a very special guest. She took time out of her busy life to be able to come on and have this conversation with me. Her name is Tamara Gilmore. She's a clinical mental health counselor, and she's also in school right now. She's very, very busy. So, Tamara, if you could come on and tell people a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Hello there, everyone. Can you hear me?
You sound like you're in the room with us.
All right. Sounds good. So my name's Tamara. I am currently a grad student finishing my master's in clinical mental health counseling. I'm currently working with adults and children as I do counseling sessions weekly, daily, seeing all types of populations from HIV, from domestic violence, parole, youth, and just people who, you know, need to come talk it out with a counselor and, you know, receive some type of mental counseling for themselves. People that have issues with daily coping skills, I'm the one that they come and talk to. I think what we have going on today, I'm very excited to talk about, especially with it being the beginning of the new year. Self-care is very important. So I'm going to let Alex go ahead and take it on from here and we'll get started.
Oh, thank you. Like I said, I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to come have this conversation with us tonight. It's very necessary, and I feel like it'll be very helpful for the listeners, the ones that are in the chat room right now and the ones that will listen on later on back on the show. So with that being said, we're just going to dive right into there. So self-care and mental health, how they correlate with each other and different ways that people can take care of themselves and how it helps with them and their mental health. So I'm going to go ahead and start with you. Like, I'm going to ask some personal questions now. Tamara, are you ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready.
All righty then. We're going to start right there. Like, have you ever went to see a counselor? Like, have you ever felt like that your mental health wasn't where you wanted to be at? Has there been a time in your life where you felt like you were unsure about how you feel and you wanted to go get, you know, just go learn a little bit more about yourself?
Honestly, I have not sought a counselor at this time, but it is highly advised in my profession for us to have a counselor, and I will be getting one within this year for sure as I complete my master's and, you know, find the time to treat myself to, you know, getting that therapy. But I have seen one with my family, and it was a great experience. I was kind of already in the process of going to school at the time, and my mom wanted, you know, to just go ahead and get counseling set for me, my brother, and my father, just in regards to some family dynamics of, you know, adjusting, you know, as we got older, as we grew away, me and my brother, you know, we got our own place. We separated from mom's nest, from dad's nest. My parents were together and still together, gratefully for 30 years. So, with that said, you know, I don't think my father really accepted the changes of his daughter growing up and his son, you know, growing away. So as, you know, parents get older and those things, and I think counseling definitely helped build that bond back together that was kind of separating from us, you know, disconnecting due to growth and, you know, going our separate ways in our careers and things like that. But I definitely am going to be seeing a counselor, I would say, this year for sure.
Yeah, so that, the parents being together is always a great thing. That's the idea goal in marriage. A lot of time, and especially in our generation and people that are considered millennials, is marriage has seemed to become a little bit more trivial from my perspective. I've known people that have gotten married and already divorced, and we're not even 30 yet. So your parents,
yeah, it's happening. I see it.
Your parents still being together is a blessing, and I'm very happy for them. As far as like you going to go see a counselor, that sounds like a good idea. I mean, everybody should see a counselor, you know.
I agree.
You know, no one is in complete perfect form mentally. Like, there's always something that you could have a conversation with people about.
Yes, especially in my field, like, we have to be able to, you know, pretty much what we're going to touch on today, we have to be able to take care of ourselves before we can take care of someone else. So when we come in contact with people who are going through different traumas, different issues, you know, we have to make sure we don't impede their stress and take on their stress, which may affect what we have to do within our lifestyles later, whether you're a therapist or whether you're a doctor, whether you're just a student or not a student. In general, like, you have to make sure that you're taking care of yourself before you can take care of someone else.
Exactly. Exactly. You have to make sure you look out for number one. Now, as far as self-care, when we hear about that term self-care, we automatically start thinking about, for me personally, I started thinking about, like, I don't know, going to the spa, getting, like, the the whole treatment with the mud baths and all that shit, but we're gonna dive right in. I just want to know, like, self-care, like, for you, what's your definition of self-care when it's, like, correlated with mental health? Like, what does that mean to you?
So, self-care to me is 100% self. Self. What does it say? Self. As far as the nails, yeah, I do go get my nails done on a regular basis. I do consider that my self-care, but there's multiple ways of self-care that you're supposed to practice every single day, even from when you're taking a shower. So as simple as that, I do aromatherapy, you know, in the shower. Use that bath wash, the lavenders, the eucalyptus, the different scents. That helps relax your body. That helps set the tone for the day. Even for the evening, that helps set your tone to relax you. Those different aromas work well for me. Mentally, you know, I am a Christian, so I do pray. I don't pray as much as I should, but, you know, I do take the time to thank him and, you know, be grateful for what I do have going on. But as far as my self-care, I like to take time to myself, whether it be just listening to music, whether it be talking to that one good friend about, you know, some positive things. There's a many, many levels of self-care that I have. It just really depends on the day.
I was kind of laughing over here when you were saying how that self-care for a woman. I do get my nails done. No, really?
All women don't get their nails done. All women do not get their nails done. They don't. And it's very beneficial. Your nails and your feet. Like, you got to take care of yourself, man. It's very therapeutic. Try it.
You're right.
If you have
it. Right. Everyone doesn't get their nails done, but I'm not going to go there. So for me personally, it's like understanding your body, self-care, and the certain things that cause stress for you and are triggers for you. You know, being able to identify them and remove them from, you know, from your area and your persona. So, like you said, I have a diffuser myself, and I do. I have every scent. I have the lavender, or the, you know, the eucalyptus, the peppermint.
Spearmint,
all of that. You know, the shit. I just have all the flavors, to be honest with you. And yeah, I mean, sometimes I do, you know, like to come home and turn on my diffuser and, you know, and relax for the day. Do a little bit of reading and a little bit of, you know, meditating by myself, just so I could just remove all the negativity from the outside world, you know, from being inside my house. So
yeah,
a lot of people are not really good at understanding, like, what causes them stress. Like, sometimes it's stress. Mm-hmm. They have stress in their life, and they don't even realize that what's causing them stress. I think it's something that's supposed to be happy to them, but it's causing them to be, you know, it's wearing on their body mentally, and they don't even realize it.
Yeah, I like that you touched on that stress right before you continue. Knowing internal stress, that's good too, because some people only carry their stress on the inside and they don't even realize that they're stressing, like you said, which can be very dangerous, especially in our culture. We hold on to stress and don't know where to release it and either lash it out at the wrong person or either have medical problems to follow.
Yes, because stress does lead to medical problems, because you're mentally, everything's all about, they always say that everything's always mental, you know.
Mm-hmm,
mentally,
mm-hmm.
If you feel defeated, and mentally if you feel sick and stuff, like, it manifests through your body. Even if there's technically nothing wrong with you, that's how anxiety comes into play too, right? You know?
Exactly. Your mind and your body are so connected with each other, and you wouldn't even realize it until it's too late sometimes. So it's important to know that, like, whatever you're putting in your mind, you're putting in your body. You do, you know, control that intake.
And with control and intake, you know, a lot of times, self-care, again, with the anxiety thing, we're going to touch on that later about that. But it's all, you know, it's what we eat as well, right? You know, you have to have a balanced diet. And that sounds so junior
cliche.
High, pyramid. But it's true. Like, when you get older, you realize that you can't just eat fucking garbage all the damn time. It's like that's how your body's gonna feel. What you eat is exactly how your body feels. It's all correlated to each other, like with your mental status. All correlates. You have to have a balanced diet. You have to eat the vegetables. You have to, you know, eat whole grains and fresh fruit. It's key to a healthy body, and it can help lower your risk of chronic diseases. And that's, you know, if you have a chronic disease, you trust me, your mental status is not going to be where it's supposed to be at.
It's not. There's definitely going to be some coping deficits going on with you trying to understand what's going on with life. Like, why am me? Why am I going through this? Why is it genetic or why isn't it genetic? It's funny that you stated about the nutrition, though, because I think about it all the time. There's a lot of people that are going vegan or, you know, not eating red meats and whatever they choose to do. I agree. You know, for each its own, you know, it's funny that people think if they eat healthy, that that's the only thing that saves their mental. But honestly, you can eat healthy all you want. If you're putting negativity into your mind, you're defeating the purpose of eating healthy as well. So you have to have a balance on all aspects. I do agree with that for sure.
I'm just saying, you can't sit around and eat Twinkies all damn day.
Definitely not. Not Flamin' Hots and Pop-Tarts. Like, what are you doing? We're grown now.
A question in the chat room is, what do you think about vegetarianism?
Oh, I would like to improve my vegetarianism. How about that? Honestly, I love red meat. I love vegetables. I know how to cook them in multiple ways, and I think that's what helps me eat the vegetables. Knowing how to saute them, season them, you know, there's a lot of different cooking styles that allow you to learn how to eat things you never ate before. I tried asparagus for the first time when I was 28. I'm like, wait, I'm 28 and I never ate asparagus? So now I'm a fan. So I'm getting better, I must say. I'm getting better. I'm not pro.
Now, when you say red meat, we all know we're talking about the steak and, you know.
Gotta have my steak. I got to. I'm sorry, guys.
Steak is, to me, I can never, no matter what I try to do as far as, like, cutting back on certain things, I can't let steak go. Steak is literally the basis for life. No, I'm kidding. But it's amazing, it's amazing if it's cooked right. Steak cooked right is a game changer for me personally.
Yeah, it is. There's a way to not have the highest level of salt in everything that's involved in cooking. I mean, there's ways to cook it healthy. So, I mean, even lettuce. Look, we had an episode of not being able to eat lettuce for the longest.
And we could blame Donald
everywhere
Trump
we went. Let's not go there. Self-care. Come on, let's get
no,
back.
I mean, it is Donald Trump's fault, honestly. But I'm not. Like I said, we're not going to talk politics tonight.
We're not. I'm not interested in that.
He did cut the budget on the water testing, though, but we're not going to go into that. Anyway.
Yeah, there's issues with the healthy side.
A huge, huge reason, well, huge thing that we don't take care of ourselves with enough is getting enough sleep. Like, we are not getting enough sleep at night.
That is a huge
part of self-care. I mean.
Yes.
That's half the battle, really, for your day. If you get enough sleep, you're well equipped to deal with most issues you'll interact with throughout the day.
I think a lot of people they lose a lot of sleep due to being on social media, watching TV, just messing up their sleeping habits. Period. Like you said, anxiety, untreated things like that, depression, insomnia. When those things go untreated, your body does not know what's going on. It's just moving how you move at that point. So it's important that if you feel changes in sleep patterns, you should not be sleeping 4 hours and 5 hours and say, oh yeah, that's enough sleep for me. Bro, we're adults. That's not really healthy for you. I'm not gonna lie.
At least it happens. You need at least 8 or 9 hours, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to get 8. In a typical world, of course, you know, we're all trying to work and trying to, you know, survive and do what we need to do. But like, if you're getting only 4 to 5 hours of sleep, honestly, that's not enough sleep. I can tell you that. That's not enough sleep, and it's not healthy for you. So you may want to look into that.
Yeah, it's, and then another main reason why a lot of people are not getting a lot of sleep at night is their cell phones. They can't stay off of them.
Mm-hmm. My phone goes on Do Not Disturb from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m.
Personally, I do cut my phone on Do Not Disturb as well, because if you don't cut it on Do Not Disturb, you're going to get notifications throughout the night, even if there's just like from emails or mm-hmm. Google or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. You're going to wake up.
You are.
I turn my phone on Do Not Disturb. That's a good advice for everybody that needs mm-hmm. to sleep up. Turn their phone on Do Not Disturb and do not look at that screen when you wake up in the middle of the night. It's hard, but do not look at the screen. You know, if you wake up in the middle of the night, just go use the bathroom like you got to, and then go back to sleep. Don't even look at it. Otherwise, it's a trap. You're going to be on it for about an hour.
Yeah. It's definitely a dangerous device. A cell phone and being attached to it can be dangerous to your health, honestly. It's important that you do take that time to keep yourself removed from all technology during your rest time. Of course, I don't get the best sleep because I'm in grad school. Sometimes I'm up later than I should be, but trust me, I still take naps. That's self-care. Naps. I got to sneak them in where they get in. So I do take naps. I'm grown and I still take naps, man.
I took a hell of a nap today. I honestly, I think I fell asleep at like 5 something. I woke up at like 7:08. And I was like, oh, I still have to do the podcast tonight, huh? Let me wake up and get ready for that.
I'm glad we're here. But yeah, self-care, I was just, you know, really reflecting on it. I've always reflected on it, but I don't think people realize how important it is to your day and to your week. Like, we all are busy. We're all trying to take care of other people, trying to please the world, trying to make sure everybody else is happy. And I think this probably speaks for multiple people for 2019. You need to focus on yourself this year, like yourself, not taking care of everybody else. Take care of yourself, not giving that $20 to the next person that day. Like, no, take that $20 for yourself. Take some time to yourself. It's a lot of things you can do for free for self-care. And I think people need to know about it. If you just Google events in your area, you will be surprised on different websites what's free in your areas, things they have, and the different hobbies that you may even pick up while you're starting your self-care journey. I've gained a lot of different things, going to just take myself out and treating myself out and going out with friends. I think that's another thing, Alec. We have to watch the people we hang around, because we may think we're doing self-care and we're going out to hang out with our friend or whatever, and that may not be the friend we need to be associating with. You know, we have to make some disconnects as we grow. And I think
you gotta have a handful of real friends. And you do. And a common mistake I've noticed, and I was grateful enough with my life to be able to notice it early on, like way early on, is that people call people friends prematurely. And they don't really know much about this person. Like, just because you and this person drink together every weekend doesn't mean this person's your friend. You know, just because they know your friend.
Can you say that again? Can you say that again for the people in the back?
I'll just post in the chat room. They can read it later as much as they want. But in all honesty, like, people label people as friends too soon, and they end up getting their feelings hurt. And like you said, with self-care, we need to be careful with who we allow to call as our friends. Some people are just associates that know your name.
Yeah, or definitely.
Acquaintances, regular acquaintances. That's a good one. Regular acquaintances, definitely. That's what they are.
And I think, as you mentioned, friends, it's important to have that one person that you can go and talk to at any time. Like, no, I'm not saying call them at 2 in the morning and wake them out their sleep, but, I mean, push come to shove. If it's that one person you know you can call outside of family, that helps as well. As long as they are equally yoked, you know, mentally, to even talk to you about certain stuff, it's good to have that one person that can give you the real and the truth. Like, it's not just that one friend that calls you and you just get advice and they're like just playing on your side to play on your side. You need that one friend that's gonna let you know, look, you out of order. You know, that helps you stay aligned with different changes that you may not notice within yourself. So I think making sure you have one of those friends that's gonna keep it real with you is important as well.
I'm just saying in general, you know, people do like too soon. So moving on a little bit from talking about friends, another way we take care of ourselves, not just with the things we eat and how we spend our time, but it's your body needs to get exercise. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to go, like, lift the heaviest weights in the world and run 1,000 miles. Just something simple, like go get on a bike or something. Get some cardio in. That's very necessary for your body. If your body feels good, for me personally, I go to the gym all the time. I feel better just from going to the gym. Like, for me, I had a killer toothache yesterday. Like, to the point where I felt like my mouth was just on fire. It was radiating to my head. It was killing me. And I was like, you know what? This is not going to keep me from going to the gym. And I went to the gym and started working out, and it started feeling better, you know? Mm-hmm. I guess the positive mm-hmm. energy from being there and you know, getting my support, getting my lift in helped mm-hmm. out with that. And not in a, you know, my instance about the toothache, that's just some, you know, just something random. But in general, just any type of exercise is good for your body. It's good for your self-care, you know. If you walk a lot, like say if you're downtown somewhere, you're walking, that's exercise. You don't have to go deadlift 400 pounds or anything silly like that. It's just as long as you're getting some type of interaction with your body and movement and mm-hmm. getting your blood flowing, that's very necessary to keep your cardio up for your heart to be healthy and your body and your mind. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm not a fan of the gym, unfortunately, but I do do floor exercises and work out, and I do have a bike at my house, but I don't, you know, work out regularly like I should. But as far as my floor exercises, I know I can get on the floor before I get in the shower and hit some sit-ups, some crunches or something in the meantime, but I also do a lot of walking throughout the day. But I know there's a lot of people that get discouraged when they start these gym plans and they, you know, oh, I want to be able to do 50. I want to be able to do this. I want to be able to do that. The key is starting off small. Start one self-care thing a day. Start one self-care goal a day. And you'll see the growth of the things that you change to do for yourself. But as far as like with the exercising, I've noticed that a lot of people do get discouraged because they feel like they're not meeting their goals, or maybe you set your goal too high. There's nothing wrong with setting yourself at 5. You got to start somewhere. So that would be my advice for those that are looking to do, you know, workouts more regularly. Start your goals low and then, you know, work up from there.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't just tell yourself, I'm going to go lift the heaviest weight possible. Like, no, you have to literally start mm-hmm. off small. Mm-hmm. You build up to it. You don't just go in there and just go crazy. Justin, and we're talking about the friend topic still. He says, make sure you're your own best friend, because when your support isn't there, you can still count on you. You need to be there for yourself.
And that's definitely.
That's 100% sure.
Definitely.
My mom says, yes, Jesus is the friend that always and forever is there for you. Precious. He's a valuable friend. CB fan says, Jesus is a great friend. I was going to make a funny and read it as, hey, Zeus is a great friend, but I'm not going to go there. I know exactly what they're trying to say. I said I wasn't going to go there, okay? I'm just messing around. You can work out at home. Like everybody's saying, you can work out at home. You can. You can do push-ups, sit-ups, lunges, crunches, or there's all kinds of stuff you could do at home. Squats. I just say the gym because I go to the gym personally. But any type of exercise is great for your self care, for your body. Your muscles, you want them to be firm, and you know. But it also is good for you as get rid of stress. Like for me, like I said yesterday, I had a killer toothache, and it helped me tremendously to get over that pain because it was killing me, man. Mm-hmm. And just had to have some type of way to that redirect the energy in your body or in your atmosphere.
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes we acknowledge pain and try to dwell on the pain for an excuse as to why we're not going to do something. And like you said, I think it was great that you went to the gym because you realized that pain was not even that big once I got there. So again, we don't want to ignore pain. We don't want to ignore things that are going on with our body. But I think you should get that taken care of, bro, it's just so you don't have any issues later, because that's self-care, right? That's what we're here for.
Yeah, I'm going to pull it out with some pliers later on tonight.
but best wishes.
So, and we need to learn to, not only at the gym, but we need to learn to recharge ourselves as well, mentally. Mm-hmm. So what that means is get away for a little bit, you know, go on a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
It don't have to be like a far vacation. Some people, they took the terminology of calling it a staycation, when it's like you're in the same city, but like say you're like in a hotel somewhere, like downtown or something. Like anything.
Highly recommend it. I highly recommend those. Staycations are important.
Staycations, vacations. You just go away mm-hmm. for a little bit and recharge your mind and your body. Remove the tip, like take a couple days off work and do it, and just. I hate that it's fucking hot, cold outside, because if it was warmer, I do miss fishing and golfing. I did that regularly. Those are my ways of getting away and escaping, especially fishing. Fishing is extremely relaxing for me personally. That's very a huge part of self-care for me, is to be able to just go hit the water. Some people are not outdoors people, like I said. You know, you could go sit in a jacuzzi somewhere, you know, just not worry about your day-to-day life, not worry about work, not worry about, you know, stresses with family and stuff like that. So I just personally, I think vacations / staycations are very important. And
you know, I think people get caught up in cost. That's what's wrong with a lot of the things when it comes to self-care. They're worried about cost. Just to throw it out there, I travel a lot frequently, like every 2 to 3 months intentionally, because staying in the Midwest, we know the Midwest, when it gets cold like it is now, we lack vitamin D. We lack the sunshine. We are more susceptible to have depression and other different deficiencies due to the fact that we don't get just the basic need of sunlight on a regular basis. But Airbnbs, they're almost better than hotels. I don't know if people have tried them or stayed in them, but it's just like having your own house. You're in a full house, kitchen, everything. And you don't even really have to do dishes. Whoever the Airbnb is, they can come back and do it if they want to. But of course, you know, you try to leave the place as you found it. But it's just like being at another home, being away somewhere, and they're very reasonable. So those are some things that people can look into, you know, even if they just plan a little getaway. It could be solo, it could be with a few friends, it could be with family. You got to spend time with family, cherish family while they're here. Just so, you know, you have that recharge moment. Like you say, you must recharge yourself. It's definitely required.
Yeah, for me personally, I just want to say that it's my birthday this Sunday, January 20th.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
But it ain't going to be happy birthday, because on the weather it says it's supposed to be a snowstorm, and it's supposed to go immediately to be a frozen tundra of temperatures. It's supposed to be 12 to 14 inches of snow on Saturday. So I'm like, oh, okay. Well, there you go.
So you need to go get a flight tomorrow then, somewhere.
Yeah, just get the hell out of here, right? But
pretty much,
another year alive to me means more than it doesn't. So
definitely,
Eric Jarrett says the hardest thing about self care is when you're alone, and sometimes it doesn't feel like anyone cares. Either way, what happens, you gotta push through that shit and find a way to take care of yourself. I mean, that's why it's called self care. Like, it doesn't. Granted, we all need human interaction, but it's not about other people. It's about you taking care of yourself. It's like you understand what you need to be happy, and you working towards that, no matter what's going on around you. That's what it's about. That's what self-care is. You worrying about yourself. Justin says, set the long-term goal, but shelve it until you're there and worry about today's goal. That'll get us there.
Yes, yes.
Short-term goals are very imperative for me personally, because you accomplish a bunch of short-term goals that helps you reach your long-term one. Like, make with each other. That way you can work towards them together.
Yeah, I actually wanted to share this information I have found on this website called tinybuddha.com. It discussed a lot of self-care ideas for the mind, a lot of self-care ideas for the body. And it's kind of crazy that the things that are on this list, I'm just going to read a few of them. We probably overlook them and are like, what? How is that self-care? So the one that stuck out to me, a little bit of mini meditation. Sometimes we're in our thoughts and we feel like we're meditating, but there's a time where we need to just collect nothing, just sit there and just listen to the sounds around. Like, play some white noise. Try things like that with meditation. Like praying, that's still the same, you know, of the same sort. But for those who don't have a religion or a preference, things like that do help. It's kind of funny that I looked on here as well. It said something about decluttering, like a mini declutter, cleaning up. I know everybody probably has somewhere in their house where they like, I've been holding on to this forever, and I don't even know why it's here. Start throwing some of those things away. Becoming more selfish. Do one thing today just because it makes you happy. So that's just for the mind. There's a lot of different things on here. Again, that website was tinybuddha.com. And I guess it was like a blog. It had like a lot of different simple self-care practices that I think people could benefit from looking at as well.
Yeah, especially, so I had James Campbell come on and we talked about meditation. And like he said, turn on that white noise, like, and just taking deep breaths and picturing yourself somewhere else, somewhere different, somewhere more comfortable, getting that moment of relaxation, like pretend that you're on a beach. And I told him, I said, man, you can't be doing that on the show because we got a show to do. I can't be falling asleep right now. You know, that whole that whole pretend that I'm not here thing, I can't be doing that, dude. Like, they mess around, fall asleep.
Yeah, that the wind down is real. I know sometimes after a busy day, I find it hard to wind down. I could be running all day and I'm like, okay, I know I'm tired, but why haven't I fallen asleep yet? It's important before you get ready to go to sleep, you take that time to wind down. Our bodies aren't just made to crash. And if your body is crashing, you may want to start treating it a little bit better. It's important that we take that time from our day at the end of the day to just wind down, to not do anything before we go to sleep. Of course, they say drink plenty of water before we go to sleep. And when we wake up, that helps with the heart, you know, things like that. But it's very important that we do keep in mind that when we're running, we're busy all day, we eat. We eat. That is one of the most important things. I'm not going to lie. There's been a few times when my day has been so busy at work, I'm like, man, I forgot to eat. As much as I love eating, I do tend to forget to treat my body the way it should be. So I am working on that. I'm not a pro at self-care. I do want everybody to know that. It's something that you learn every day as the day goes. So
that's one thing I ain't never got to worry about, is forgetting to eat.
Man, in my days, man, you might have a crisis and you're supposed to be at lunch and a crisis comes and you're like, man, I got to help this client real quick. So, yeah, I mean, I ate something before talking to a client. I'm like, I'm sorry, but I got to feed myself because in a minute I'm going to be on this floor. So. It's important that we do take care of ourselves nutritionally throughout the day and not run on E.
No, not at all. And people, you know, as I said, we need to clean the house spiritually, mentally, and emotionally.
Yes, things that, I'm with that.
Things that are weighing on us, we need to remove them from our lives and focus on the good things. As she says, everyone meditates differently. She said, I love my tiny house. I know where all my stuff is. It's easy to enjoy it. Eric Jarrett said, can do the same with your personal life. Make a list of all the things that bother you and try to let those things go. One of the best things I've learned from 12-step program.
Yes, I actually work with a lot of clients on letting things go, such as, you know, hurt from past relationships, whether it be family, whether it be just brother and sister, whether it be a friend. Especially at our age, as we learn to have to let go of those friends that we thought were friends, I think that's a lot of things that people who had close friends or larger friend groups, they have to learn how to disconnect from those people. And sometimes that's a hard adjustment. Understanding why you had to let go, I think, helps. Because if not, you're pretty much just holding on to a poison and you're drinking it to kill yourself while that other person is living their best life. So holding on to grudges and things like that is really not any type of benefit to yourself. Even if that person is mad that you're holding a grudge, it's honestly hurting yourself more than you're hurting them. So, like he said, yeah, letting go of those things, writing them out, putting them on paper, tossing them in a garbage can, whatever technique you have to do, try to utilize it, scratching it off. I think people like to seek closure on a lot of things, and some things don't need closure. And I think that is a big issue into why people hold on to a lot of things. Sometimes it's best not to have any closure at all. Just move forward with life and make it better than the last.
That, I mean, and we like to feel guilty about mistakes we've made in the past. And
yes.
Part of self-care for me personally is knowing that those mistakes helped me become the man I am today. If I never made those mistakes, I would not be the person I am today. I'd probably be in a lot worse situation or making a lot worse, I don't know, life choices. We need to understand that everything that's happened in the past is for a reason. Mm-hmm. And without that shit happening, you're not the person you are today. And just, you gotta, like you said, avoid experiencing negative emotions. You know, you may have to you know, say you might resent having to do something every day. Like, you might resent going to work every day. You know, mm-hmm. that's a negative, you know, a negative emotion. But it's something that has to happen. You know, I mean, now you're not going to hit the lottery tomorrow. I mean, I don't think I am.
Yeah, a lot of things are in our control and a lot of things are out of our control. And I think that's what people have to separate the difference. If you don't like your job, I promise you, there's another job out here. Start looking, start searching. There's no reason for you to be going to work every day and you have anxiety, your chest is hurting, your head is hurting. I actually left a job as a social worker after 5 years due to the fact that, you know, it's just like, it's not where I want to be. I'm not going to come to a job unhappy every day. I loved what I was doing. I did not like that place. So for those that are in those moments right now, starting a new year, and they're like, man, I really said I wanted to be somewhere else different. It's going to come. Continue to look for it. Make sure you place yourself where you want to be in 2019, not where you think you have to be. I think that's very important for your mental to know that, yeah, we got to make money. We got to have a job. We're supposed to do this. What society says we're supposed to do, this is supposed to happen. Make sure you're happy, honestly, because there's always going to be a way to make money another way, doing what you enjoy. So for those that are stuck in that career path, not knowing what they're doing or what they want to do, just take the time to reflect on that, making sure that it's something that you actually enjoy doing. Because at the end of the day, that's not good self-care to be somewhere every day that you don't even enjoy being.
No. God, no, it's not. Especially if you hate your boss and your coworkers and your job in general. The saying that it's going to crack over time. You will probably over time. You keep holding it in and just keep accepting mm-hmm. it. There's going to be a time where you literally snap. And
yeah.
I don't want anybody to be in that situation where they just go off and just change their whole life in an instant because they're thinking irrationally because they didn't express themselves like they should have or remove themselves like they should have from a situation. So
I agree.
That being said, like, sometimes if you can't immediately change your situation, sometimes you have to look at the positive from it. Now, you mm-hmm. might hate work, you might hate your coworkers, you might hate school, you might hate your classmates, you might hate your professor, you might hate your boss. I mean, but if you look at it from the positive is this job is putting money in your pocket and supporting your life. It's helping you be able to eat and help you be able to have somewhere you can sleep at night. This class is helping Great. You get the degree that you need to be in the position you want to be in life. There's always a positive in everything that you experience. And mm-hmm. initially, you may not believe that, but over time, if you look back and write down notes or reflect upon it, you would definitely find positives from things that you experienced in life.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of the reason of why I got so intrigued into this field. It's very humbling. No client is the same. No story is the same. And I'm only in the beginning stages. I mean, I've been in the field for at least 6 years out of college, but no story has been the same. And it kind of lets you think, like, and reflect, like, hey, my life is really not that bad. Like, I had a bad day. I had a rough day, but it's nothing compared to what this young lady's been going through for the last 15 years. So it kind of just allows you to reflect on just being grateful, honestly, and being humble in this field and knowing that you're helping someone else, knowing that once they leave from seeing you and they're done talking to you, that they feel better. Having that impact is such a great feeling of knowing once somebody talks to you, they feel better, not necessarily worse.
Yeah, so in the chat room, we have a lot going on. Lovely Kay says, she says, have I grown and experienced adult life? I've learned the hard truth about things and about people. Not all people want what's best for me. It was my job to make my world as best it can be. And that's 100% true. You can't depend on others to know what you need in your life. You have to know it and you have to work towards it and express it. B. Liv Schultz says, part of self-care is not accepting unwholesome or harmful people, habits, or situations in your life. No, that's like mm-hmm. you said, you have to work towards putting yourself in a situation where you're happy. CB fan with the famous quote, choose a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life. I like to be the guy that doesn't do anything because I won the lottery.
Mm. But look, then we go to the fact that you got all this money, but what are you doing with it? What's making you happy about it?
I ain't gonna be doing nothing but sitting around on my yacht with linen shorts on, drinking champagne and eating lobster for breakfast. That's what I'm gonna be doing. And fly fishing, probably catching me some swordfish or whatever, just whatever I want to catch. That's what I'm gonna be doing. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, it's like for real. work towards your goal. Set the goals, and like we said, short term ones. Write the short term ones down, and make sure that you accomplish those, and make sure that they correlate with your long term goal. Because over time, you keep accomplishing all these goals, you build up towards that big one, and that's very important. So she says, Lovely K says, if it scares you, it might be a good thing to try.
I am terrified
of fighting a bear, so I'm not going to try that. A bear will probably...
Okay, but that's not healthy, so I don't think anybody would recommend that one for you.
I don't think that's healthy at all.
I think she's saying, like, trying a new adventure, Alec. Like, come on now. Right. I know.
That's a hell of an adventure, though. Fighting a bear. That's an adventure for your ass. As you mature, you become a better version of yourself. Also mean releasing baggage in your life that weigh you down. Airdrea says, letting go is one of the hardest things a person can do. Sometimes you don't have the answers for a situation that's happened to you, and that hurt is deep, but finding a way to let go in whatever methods that are required is so important. Been there and done that. Can't make sense of the senseless. No, you cannot. Like I said, you gotta understand things. Your life. Life is very unfair. Because if life was fair, you know, the loved one that you care about wouldn't just randomly die without you knowing. You know what I'm saying? Without them being wrong with them. They wouldn't just go to sleep at night and not wake up. If life was fair. You know, if life was fair, people wouldn't be getting wrongfully arrested and spending years in jail. If life was fair, you wouldn't wake up and you wouldn't live in a very unwelcoming environment, and where you guys don't have food to eat, but your mom works two or three jobs. If life was fair, none of this would ever happen. But life isn't fair.
You know, right.
Life is very unfair. But you have to work hard to change what's given to you.
I think it's, like you say, what you're about to say, it's good that we know how to accept life when it happens. That's important, too, because you're going to experience something. You're going to be like, whoa, where did this just come from? Knowing how to handle situations is a part of having good self-care, because when you're taking care of self, you kind of know where your mind is supposed to be. You kind of are easily returned back to that moment of peace. When you haven't been taking care of yourself, you're just acting on emotion right immediately, and that's sometimes the worst. So right.
CB Fan said, if I won the lottery, I'll still have to do my show. You're right. I'll still have to do Let's Talk It Out. I'd probably do it a hell of a lot more if I was on a yacht. I'll do live yacht versions of Let's Talk It Out as I'm eating lobster and drinking champagne at 8 o'clock in the morning, because I can. Just saying.
Would you consider inviting people over, like doing a lucky watcher, a viewer?
We could have. I actually, you know what? If I get to that point, I'll have my guests all come hang out with me on the yacht, because I'll be able to afford to fly them out to wherever the hell I am. You know what? I'll send a private plane to come pick you guys up. You know, land you out on the water, come pick you up on the yacht. Like, all right, come on, let's go do the show. Just saying.
Hey, I'm with it. It's good vitamin D. I'm all about the beach and the sand. So I'm there.
The chat room is like, you know, my mom says, love where you are onto the road. Love where you are to the road to where you are going. Love the case. This is success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. No, you have to. And I tell people, this is one of my favorite quotes, because all those failures, that one time you succeed makes all those failures worth it.
Yep.
You keep failing, you keep trying, but that all you need is that one time you succeed, that one yes makes all those no's worth it. This is go ahead.
Yeah, on top of that, it builds your self-esteem. As much as you think your self-esteem is dying from failing, it's actually going to build it. That moment you succeed, you're going to be so out of your mind, like, I really didn't think this was going to happen. On top of that, you never know what doors you're going to open. So my advice is to never give up on whatever it is you're trying to really do. I know that sounds cliche, but once you try it, you'll understand and you'll get that feeling. You'll be like, I'm glad I never gave up. Don't give it up.
Seize the moment and make it count to the fullest.
Mm.
That's a very, very good quote. I'm just the chat room is really bringing it. The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any.
I'm liking these vibes in this chat room tonight.
The chat room is on fire tonight, as they usually are. And again, guys, we're going to be transferring over to YouTube in a couple weeks. This is my last time using Mixlr. The YouTube channel will have a live chat room, and so I expect the fire and intensity to be over there as well. I need to see it, man. It really gets me going to see the quotes and the way you guys think, and the fact that the conversation is helping you guys out a lot. I need to see it.
Is there any topics that we didn't touch on that they want to, you know, bring to the show that we missed?
I think we were very thorough. So right now we're at the 50-minute mark. Air just said he'd have his own network. That's the goal, man. You know, the most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any. Yes, that's shit. That's definitely true. So with that being said, I just want to go ahead and ask you, you know, to give any closing thoughts or remarks, anything you want to say and talk about.
As far as us moving forward, you know, from today in life, just keep this in mind that you are who you are. You're not here to be someone that society said you're supposed to be. Do keep that in mind. What you enjoy doing is what you enjoy doing. Don't be afraid to try new things. Make sure you do take care of yourself first. As much as we love our family and everyone around us, we do have to make sure we are taking care of ourselves in all ways. Mentally, emotionally, and physically. I do want to thank you, Alex, for allowing me to be here today to talk about this self-care. And for our viewers and listeners and people checking in, we definitely appreciate your input and your insight. It's definitely needed. I'm sure somebody has walked away today with something new. If you haven't, you might want to start the whole conversation over because you missed it.
Yeah, the chat room has very, very much enjoyed you. They are thoroughly appreciative of you taking the time out of your day. CB Fan says you were a great guest. She's bringing her A game.
Thanks, guys. It's my first time ever being live, so I definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, she definitely did a great job tonight, especially with the first time her being live. So, me personally, my closing remarks will be that I thoroughly enjoyed talking to you guys for the first 15 episodes. On Mixlr.com. Mixlr has been a great format for me, but like I said, I've said multiple times, we're switching to YouTube. We're taking next week off, so don't get on thinking we're going to be on here. We're not on here. We're on YouTube. I will post the YouTube link, and I need you guys all to subscribe to it. I need everybody to subscribe to it because that's where I'm going to be at from now on. My boy Braggs, what's up, Braggs? All love from Justin. Everyone, my mom said, see everyone 2 weeks on YouTube. Yes, you guys, make sure you subscribe to YouTube in a couple weeks. Well, subscribe to it immediately, but that's what we're going to be doing the show from now on. Air Jers with the last minute comment. Trey, what you're doing is bigger than you think. People need an outlet, and at your age, to have the wisdom and strength to do what you're doing is pretty awesome. Guests have been great, and I know it's helped me get the cause. Keep rolling. It's only the beginning, Air Jer. Trust me, we're moving to YouTube. I plan on making it. It's gonna be a huge thing. So, this is my last time using the Bears Barroom Network. I really appreciate it.
Yes, I'm excited for you, Alec. I'm very excited. If anybody doesn't know, I met this guy at NIU back in Northern. We were like very, very, very fun friends. Like, we did everything. We were just all over the place, everywhere. So, yeah, those were the days.
Back to the rec parties, everybody.
Man, wreck parties.
Hey, look, we're not going to go into that because this, the wreck parties were the shit, though. But, like I said, I really appreciate everybody. We're moving to YouTube. I'm going to say it one more time. We're moving to YouTube. I'll post it regularly throughout the week. I want everybody to subscribe to it, and I want you guys all to be ready for a bigger and better things for Let's Talk Now 2019. So, with that being said, I will talk to you guys in a couple weeks.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.